We need it because we've run out of space. And the charity was founded back in 2017. And it's been operating from one of our founders' back gardens ever since, in now three large sheds out there, which are absolutely crammed to the gunnels with hedgehog hutches, incubators, outdoor pre-release hutches, and all sorts of things. And we've been taking in more and more hedgehogs each year. Last year was a record. We took in 1,428 hedgehogs. And we always get a peak over the late spring, summer, and autumn period. And during that time, we can have in excess of 100 hedgehogs in at any one time. And we've quite simply run out of space for the hedgehogs themselves. And we have extremely restricted space for the people that look after them. We quite simply need a lot more space.
Yeah, and talk us through the new facilities, because I noticed in the post one of the things you said is that they'll be no longer doing the paperwork at the gate in the pouring rain. Because I've been to the base, and it really is a gate, isn't it, into a back
It is.
garden.
It is. As I say, the place at the moment is a back garden in a private house. We haven't got any sort of office facility or reception facility or anything like that at all. It is simply the sheds where the hedgehogs are looked after and the house. So we can't really invite the public in for health and safety and insurance reasons. The new facility will obviously reproduce what we have here in terms of having the hedgehog hospital facility and all that. It'll be more spacious, so we'll be able to have more hedgehogs on site, and there'll be a lot more space for staff. And we'll have a car park. And we'll have a reception area. So, yes, the public will actually be able to come into the dry and hand the hedgehogs over in a more conducive environment as well. And it does mean we'll be able to have more volunteers on site, we'll be able to train more volunteers on site, and we will be more public friendly.
Because I think education's part of it as well. There'll be a classroom, is that right?
It is. It's a two-stage project. We've got planning permission for two buildings on the site. At the moment, we have funding that's sufficient to get one building constructed. So that building will be principally a wildlife hospital for hedgehogs. It will have a meeting room in there, and it will have the reception area in there. So it will offer us more space than we have at the moment. But it won't have a lot of space for the public. Once we get the second building going up, then that will have a large meeting room and classroom in it as part of the plan. And then once that's in place, then yes, we will be able to actually run more formal training courses and do public events and lectures and things on site, because we'll actually have a decent space for it undercover.